Good evening and welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight. Hope you'll be able to stick with us and join in the conversation. We've got a special program planned for you this evening, and I think I can just about guarantee that for probably 90%+ of our listeners, this will be the first time that you've heard a program on this subject. And so I hope I got your attention with that. I want you to stay tuned. We're going to open with a word of prayer here and a couple announcements to make. But let me remind you, of course, that we are a live program. And we will be opening up the phone lines here a little later on in the program, but let me give you those numbers right at the start. The toll-free number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we are going to have a word of prayer. I'll introduce our guest, and we're going to get right into things here this evening as well. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you so much for the opportunity to be on the air tonight. I pray that you would just help us with the program this evening. Certainly a very needful topic, something that I can honestly say I've never heard a radio program or a sermon devoted to this topic, and yet it's a needful thing, and I hope that you can use this to touch people's hearts tonight and to be able to reach people with the gospel through it. Bless the program. Use it for your glory, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. And one more thing. I do want to ask you to hold us up in prayer here. I just was talking with a few people here today and just talking before the program started. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And for us, it was kind of interesting this year because this was literally the last Thanksgiving that I got to spend with my father. He actually drove over to our house on Thursday, and we spent some time together, my wife and I and my father, and he was feeling a little poorly. We took him home, and he's been battling end-stage cancer here for some time, and about 5:20 yesterday morning, he went to be with the Lord, and so I appreciate everybody, a number of people have been praying for him and expressing their condolences. I appreciate that. I want to thank you for that. And, you know, it's nice to know, as Paul said, for a believer, absent from the body means to be present with the Lord. He's certainly reunited with my mother up in heaven. And so we look forward to seeing him again there one day. But again, appreciate your prayers on behalf of our family. Of course, yeah, we said he's got the easy part. We've got all the stuff that we have to do in the next, you know, the next few days and weeks ahead. So thank you for the prayers in advance. All right. Well, I want to get into our program here today. And I have on the phone with me Pastor David Kohler of the Loudonville Baptist Temple in Loudonville, Ohio. And earlier this summer, he preached a message at a pastor's fellowship meeting in Massillon, Ohio. And they're thinking of two people in particular that preached. The first person that preached was real dynamic and kind of an exciting message. And I haven't really got a clue what he preached about. Pastor Kohler, I could tell, seemed a little nervous and a little hesitant when he got started. I think it was the nature of the subject. And everybody's kind of looking at him, kind of like, where's this going? Where are you coming from with this? But by the time he got into the message, I think people were literally on the edge of their seat trying to and seeing what the Bible had to say. And a lot of people went away from there remembering that message. And Pastor Kohler, it's good to have you on the program with us tonight. Welcome.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Well, that's,
appreciate it very much.
I'm sorry?
I appreciate the opportunity. I'm looking forward to our discussion this evening.
Yes, and I thank you so much for it, because after the message, one of the things I immediately thought when you were preaching was, we got to do this on the radio. And so it worked out. And, you know, it's just, there's a book that I got from you at the same time that we'll also be discussing a little bit along the way tonight called Born That Way After All. And it's called A Biblical Answer for the Sexually Confused. And the topic this evening that we're going to talk about are biblical eunuchs. And I guarantee as soon as I said the word eunuch, most people already have a thought in their mind of what they think a eunuch is. And I guess we might as well just jump right into it right here. What is the basis of this, and why'd you preach that message?
Well, the journey for me started about a year and a half ago when I was faced with a question as a pastor, as I'm sure you've experienced that as well. You have people come to you with different problems and different questions about their lives and about the Bible. And I was faced with a question about someone very close to me asked me why they had never had a opposite sex attraction. They were in their late teens, early 20s, and they were confused by that. Felt like they were being pulled by society into being gay. They thought they had no other option.
Right.
And so I had to go to the scriptures. I thought I knew what the scriptures say with regard to homosexuality and homosexual behavior. And I certainly want to say right from the outset that I still believe those things, that nothing has changed with regard to that. And I gave those scriptures to the person at the time. And the question they asked me was, how come I've never had feelings toward the opposite sex? And that was puzzling to me because at the time I didn't know that the Bible had the answer for that.
Right.
And so through prayer and some provision of God, I believe God was involved in it, we were able to get the answer in a very short period of time. And really the book that you referenced here, Born That Way After All, was the catalyst toward our understanding of this idea of biblical eunuchs. And the basic gist of the book is that God has created some people without opposite sex attraction for the purpose of them dedicating their lives to serving Him in some way. We view it as a gift. It's a gift of God that He has given them this so that they don't have a battle in their flesh with lust and things like that. And so we believe that God has given them this gift and that they were born without sexual attraction to the opposite sex for a reason.
Right.
And that is for that gift to be used of God.
I was going to say one thing key with that, too, is not only were they born without opposite sex attraction, but also born without same-sex attraction.
That's correct. That's correct. And as you're well aware, and I'm sure your listeners are well aware, you know, the culture in which we live is very sexual in its nature, drawing young people from a very young age into sexual things that they're not equipped emotionally to deal with, and because of that, society pushes people toward declaring that they are that they're either straight or gay or bisexual or whatever the label is. It pushes them toward doing that. And so many of these young people that have grown up without opposite sex attraction, when they get to the age where their friends are starting to have interest in the opposite sex and they don't have that, they begin to think that there's something wrong with them. They're very confused by that, and because society is there with a ready answer, they feel like they're drawn toward people who understand them or who can sympathize with them, and many of them are drawn into the gay lifestyle when obviously that's not what God created them for.
Right. And, you know, it's interesting because we do think, and even as pastors and Sunday school teachers and all, we think that it's an either or. You're right. Either going to be heterosexual or you're going to be drawn into the sin of homosexuality. And in a church, that provides a real problem because, like you said, what do you do when you have a young person, especially somebody who has professed faith in Christ, such as the individual that the book follows, you know, in their life, a young man who loved the Lord, had a very strong profession of faith in Christ as his Savior, and wanted to serve God, and yet struggled, just like you say, with this complete lack of attraction to the opposite sex. And as he was questioning that, people told him things like, well, you know, you just have to wait for the right woman to come along, or maybe when you get a little older, or you know, different things, you need to pray and ask God to fix you. When the reality is, like you said, this is a unique way that God has created some people, and with that in mind, we ought to get into some of the Bible verses here as well that you brought out in your message that I thought were excellent. So where would you suggest that we start tonight?
We could start in Matthew 19.
All right.
I think we've gotten kind of the overview. We can see the Bible behind it.
Mm-hmm.
In Matthew chapter 19. This is an interesting chapter, and we don't need to do a long exegesis of it tonight, but Jesus is approached by some Pharisees that come trying to trip him up, as mm-hmm. as they commonly did, and they begin to ask him questions about marriage and divorce, and whether it's all right to put away your wife for any cause. And of course, he responds with a pretty high view of marriage. He says that you know, God's intention was that marriage be between a man and a woman, and it be for life. It be a lifelong commitment.
Right.
And so his disciples respond to him in verse 10 that if marriage is to be a lifelong commitment, and there's really no excuse for breaking that marriage covenant, then it's good for someone not to marry.
In other words, if it's so hard and so difficult and such a high standard for marriage, wow, you know, if you don't think you can measure up, maybe you better not get married, in a sense.
Right, right, exactly. And that's in verse 10. That's what the disciples respond to him mm-hmm. by saying that it's good not to marry. And Jesus responds back to them in verse 11 by giving them, first of all, the admonition that sometimes this can only be received by those to whom it is given.
Right.
And then he goes into, in verse 12, the three conditions under which it would be good for someone not to marry.
Right.
And the very first one he mentions there, he says there are some eunuchs which were so born from their mother's womb. There are some eunuchs which were made eunuchs of men, which is the one we normally think of when you hear the word eunuch. You normally think of someone who has been made a eunuch by mutilation of some kind something like that. And then he goes on there to talk about the eunuchs which have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. And in the past, maybe even we've had the concept that there may be some people who have chosen not to be married.
Right.
So that they can give themselves to God's purpose for some reason. We would put maybe the Apostle Paul in that category.
Yeah, and just thinking, you know, when you think, you look around today, Catholic priests and nuns, know, you could see they take a vow of chastity, but, and I think as you'll point out here, a vow of chastity and being a eunuch are two different things, aren't they?
That's correct. In fact, celibacy is the result of the gift of being a eunuch. It's not the definition. It's not what you know. God has given someone a gift of being a eunuch, and really we focus tonight on that first, the first one Jesus mentions, that one that was so born from their mother's womb. In other words, Jesus is saying there are people that he has created for this specific purpose. He has given them this gift, and they were created for a life of dedication to God's service and to give their lives completely to that without the distraction
right.
of marriage or raising children. And we don't look at that today as a gift like we should. And in fact, you referenced earlier how you know, these people are able to accomplish things that that married people can't accomplish. I believe God has a purpose in His church and the local body of believers for people that can give themselves completely to serving Him without the distraction of marriage and family.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we look at this, this is, like you said, this is different than what most people's concept of a eunuch is. Because, you know, like, for instance, in Acts chapter, I believe it's 8, where you read about the Ethiopian eunuch, most people think of, probably envision the second class there. And, of course, the Old Testament scriptures point out that right. the term eunuch could refer to an official title of a position of an officer. In the court and their role. And they
right.
may be married. For instance, I believe you pointed out in your message that Potiphar, remember Joseph, and he worked for Potiphar when he was sold into bondage in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And Potiphar, as you pointed out, had the title of eunuch. But as we all know from the story of Joseph and Potiphar's wife, Potiphar very much was married.
Right, that is true. And it sort of causes us to maybe pause and think that maybe all of the preconceived notions or the things we thought we knew about the truth of Scripture, maybe we need a little bit we just need to understand maybe a little deeper these truths, because I think once we do we have then an opportunity to help someone who is struggling with confusion. Mm-hmm. with regard to these things, to become all that God desires for them to be. And when I presented this truth, we received the book and I read it, and I had conversations with and I'm good friends now with the authors of the book. They're just tremendously compassionate men who love the Lord, love people. And when I was able to present this truth then to the one that came to me initially, they responded in a way that was just unbelievable. It was like you know, when you lead someone to the Lord and you can almost see the burden of sin lifted off their shoulders when they trust Christ as Savior, and their whole countenance changes. It was like that for this young man. He said, "This is a revolutionary doctrine."
Right.
He asked the question, how come nobody taught me this when I was younger? It would have saved him a lot of agony and a lot of confusion in his life, and would have really just helped him. But we just didn't have the answer. The answer was buried and hidden. And so I think that you know, these Dr. Nixon and Brother Ham, their desire is to get this truth as far and wide as possibly as it possibly can be given, because it just is a, you know, the truth will make you free. You know?
Right.
When you receive the truth, you know the truth is what makes you free. And so that's the purpose behind my involvement in the ministry of Born That Way. Is to try to help expand the reach of this truth to as many as possible.
Absolutely.
So that they don't have to have the same doubts and the same fears and the same confusion that we've seen so many go through.
And when you think about this, and I'm thinking, you know, at some point maybe in the new year, we may have to be kind of nice to get Dr. Nixon and Brother Ham on and maybe cover some of this in some more detail, because that's one of the reasons I feel like you. This is a truth that would help a lot of people who are struggling, a lot of people who are struggling in themselves with, why am I different from the other guys? Why am I different from the other girls? Right. Why don't I have these crushes like they're having? Why don't I have these desires that they're having? Is there something wrong with me? And then they go to their family, they go to their pastor, they go to people in their church that they trust, and they're not getting the biblical counsel. They're just getting said, well, you don't want to be thought of as somebody who's strange or weird. You don't want to be, you know, this, that, or the other. You need to just pray and wait for the right one to come along. And that's not what they need. They need biblical counsel, biblical teaching. And let me point out the website, or I'll let you give. Do you know the website offhand for the ministry?
Yes, the website is bornthatway.org, bornthatway.org.
Right.
And they can go on the website there. There's a way to get in contact with someone if they do have some questions or confusion about their sexual identity. There's a phone number on there as well as some contact information. There's also a way to order the book.
Right.
Born That Way After All, which has, there's a new one that has just come out with about five new chapters. It's been rewritten a little bit and some information added and things that are very helpful. If you are a pastor and you want to go on that website, there's a special section for pastors and how to deal with people that come to you with questions about this. There's even a pamphlet that you can download. You put your email address in there, and they'll send you a link to get a PDF file of a pamphlet that sort of gives the primer to the answers to these questions. And it's just very helpful. There's also a section in there on some of the meetings that they're having around the country in different places. So if you live in one of those areas, you might be able to find a church that's having a conference where you can go and get some answers, hear some preaching, and just be helped by it. So bornthatway.org is the website, and I really think the other issue with Christians in general is just there's so much confusion today. We're battling against confusion because honestly, and I know you probably use this idea in other contexts, but the truth has really fallen in the street today.
Right.
We lost our culture because the truth has fallen in the street. And when, you know, for example, if you take you go out in your front yard and you dig a hole, the hole is really the absence of, you know, of dirt or grass,
right,
or whatever you have there. It's the absence of that. And there's a void in your yard, and you can fill that with all kinds of things. It's not gonna change the fact that you still have a hole. And I think it's that way with the truth. Because there's a void of truth in this area, Satan has filled it with a lot of things. Gay marriage,
mm-hmm,
the affirmation of gay Christians among Christian groups. There's just a bunch of junk, and we can fight against the junk in the hole, or we can fill that hole with the truth. The only thing that's going to fill that void is the truth.
Absolutely.
And so that's why I think it's so important that we get this message out, because there are so many people that are confused, and the only thing that's going to help them is the truth.
Right. And Pastor David Kohler, we've got a break coming up here. And when we come back for the break, we're going to open up the phone lines. And also, I wanted to touch on something, because I got just about a minute and a half or so, I guess, before the break comes up. But I was going to mention something. I thought about this, and I thought, you know, if there's any truth to this, and I believe there is, I'm a Bible believer, and we see this truth in the Bible. What can we see that reflects it in the secular world? And believe it or not, there is a very growing movement in the secular world. They don't call themselves eunuchs, but they call themselves asexuals. And in fact, there's even a group out there now that is called the, and I just had it here just a moment ago, the Asexual Visibility and Education Network. And as I was reading some of their materials reflect from the secular standpoint, you know, without all the scripture and everything, a lot of the very same things we've been talking about tonight. And they recognize they went through a lot of the same problems with people saying, oh, when the right one comes along, you'll like girls or you'll like guys. And the misunderstandings and the struggle for acceptance that is reflected in this book. And the irony of ironies, the homosexual community attacks Pat Dr. Nixon and the Born That Way ministries for being unloving and angry and forcing their religion and a simplistic view on them. And yet the very same arguments are made by the asexual movement, and they're supported by the homosexuals. It's kind of ironic, but you can see how the devil hates this biblical truth. And if he can do something... go ahead.
He does, and I think the problem with even with the asexual movement, I was just reading on some of that here just a couple of hours ago. The problem with it is it looks to me like it's just another one of the dozen or so labels that people find their identity.
I'm
going
to have to interrupt right there. We just got about a couple of seconds to go. We'll pick this up on the other side, and we'll bring it back to the biblical standard for sexuality.
Amen.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located midway between Akron and Cleveland at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield, where the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, and Interstate 77 cross. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Why? Well, because the Bible says, there is none righteous, no, not one. We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And so the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I like that. Whosoever, that means you. If this show's been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoll.us. You can also visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can call us at 330-659-6561. We'd love to hear from you, but now let's get back to our program. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. We'll be with you until midnight tonight. I hope you'll be able to stick with us and join in the conversation. If you've got a question, we're talking about the biblical doctrine and teaching on eunuchs. And it's a unique topic in the sense that I'd never heard anybody teaching on this before talking with our guest, Pastor David Kohler of the Loudonville Baptist Temple in Loudonville, Ohio. We're going to get back to him in just a moment, but a quick reminder, of course, not only is this program brought to you tonight by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, where I'm the pastor, as you heard there during the break, but also brought to you by East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights, Ohio. And if you're in the Northeast Ohio area, Cleveland area in particular, and you want one of the best pizzas you've ever had, check out East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights, located at 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. And you can call them for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. If you mention Live with Pastor Al, you can get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5. That's East Coast Pizza, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School on Turney Road. And the phone number, 216-341-9100. If you're interested in getting into the pizza business yourself, you might be out of state, you might be in West Virginia, you might be South Carolina, and you want to add pizza to an existing restaurant or perhaps start your own pizza business, if you call East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights at 216-341-9100 and ask for Gus, he can help you get started in your own pizza shop for a whole lot less than what you might think possible. Well, we're going to get back to our program. We're talking with Pastor David Kohler of the Loudonville Baptist Temple in Loudonville, Ohio. And Pastor Kohler, in the first half, I neglected to have you give your contact information there. If somebody has a question or a concern or just would like to find out more information or perhaps knows somebody that's struggling with this area, sexual identity, confusion, and would like to talk to you, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they could either call me at the church at 419-994-1611, or they could email me at pastor@loudonvillebaptist.org. That's LOUDONVILLEBAPTIST.org. Of course, the best way, the quickest way to get the information that they need would be to go to the website bornthatway.org, and they'll be able to get all the information that they need there. But if they need something else, they're certainly welcome to call me. I can put them in touch with people, maybe answer their question, but put them in touch with people that can give more specific answers.
And we'll certainly be linking that information on our website, livewithpastoral.com. I encourage you to go there. And also this program, in the next day or two, as soon as I can get to it, I'll upload this program. It'll be available as an MP3 file that you can download, that you can listen to online, or however you want to listen to it. And this information will be linked there at livewithpastoral.com, also on our Facebook page. So I encourage you to check that out. And like Pastor Kohler said, you can always go to the ministry itself, bornthatway.org. And we've been talking about this, and I also want to open up the phone lines. If you're listening and you've got a question for Pastor Kohler on our topic here tonight, I'd like to encourage you to give us a call. Maybe you know somebody that you might think fits the description of this, or maybe you yourself are struggling in this area and think you might come under this description. You'd like to give us a call tonight. You can call toll-free right now, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and we'll get you on the air with your question here. And in the meanwhile, as we finished up the last half of the program, we were talking about not only the the biblical basis here on this doctrine of eunuchs from Matthew chapter 19, there in verse number 12. But also I had mentioned that the secular world is more and more recognizing that there are people born without these sexual attractions to the opposite sex or the same sex, neither heterosexual nor homosexual. And we kind of ran out of time there at the end of the break to touch on much more with that. And just as we were going into the break, you pointed out that these groups tend to be, of course, pulled into the same alphabet soup of the LGBT, XYZ sort of mindset, that they just put it in one of these multitude of choices out there. And what we're talking about tonight is that God has created some people with a desire for the opposite sex, but he's also created some people without that desire. And this would be a class of biblical eunuchs. And this is something that God has gifted to them so that he can use them in a special way in the ministry and to benefit the churches as well. And churches have not understood this. And we've lost the understanding of this somewhere along the road, but it's been in the Bible all the time. So if you might want to review something real quick there, and let me give out those phone numbers again real quick. It's 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and we'll get you on the air with your questions as well. But Pastor Kohler, again, just to review what a biblical eunuch is and where we're going with this tonight.
Right, a biblical eunuch is someone who God has created with a special gift so that they can give their lives to serving him in with more time and more resources. It's more of a definition. We don't believe that the labels that the world provides for sexual orientation are appropriate. In fact, the terms homosexual and heterosexual, we don't even, as Christians, those terms are not in the Bible. God created male and female.
Right.
He created, people that were designed for marriage, and he created people that were designed to be faithfully unmarried, which is what we believe that eunuchs, the gift that eunuchs have been given. Is the result then is celibacy, and they remain given to the Lord in that way. But really, Brother Al, you understand this. God created us as human beings, not human doings. The way that the
right.
world wants to label everybody is based on their behavior rather than who they are. And we as Christians need to identify ourselves as who we are in Christ. And I think. That saying you're asexual or you're homosexual, you're heterosexual, just really bypasses how God really wants to identify us as his people. And really those terms, the term asexual is a term of subtraction. It means that someone is without something. The term that we use for eunuchs or biblical eunuchs, it's not subtraction, it's addition. It's a gift that God has given to certain people to remain faithfully unmarried so that they might serve him in a more efficient way and be used of him. So,
right. I had a discussion with somebody after church today, this evening, and because I was talking about the program tonight, and I was pointing out in the course of either the message this morning or the message tonight about how we're created for God's glory, really. In fact, Revelation chapter 4, verse 11 says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things for thy pleasure. They are and were created." And so everybody was created for God's pleasure. We were created to bring enjoyment to God and to have an enjoyable relationship. It's not a one-sided thing. God wants us to be pleased and enjoy life and enjoy our relationship with him just as much as he created us for his enjoyment. But the question came up, you know, can God create somebody and make a mistake when he creates somebody? You know, and for instance, somebody that would say, well, these people you're talking about, something's wrong with them. Well, if they're created without sexual desire for the opposite sex, or as it's pointed out in the book, no sexual desire for the same sex either, God created them that way for a reason. And he certainly didn't make a mistake. They're created for a reason that they can bring pleasure to God, and God can enjoy their service as they serve him through their local church in the kingdom of God, pointing people to Christ and helping people and just the various gifts that they have. One of the things that I was found interesting in the book, Born That Way After All, as they follow the life of this individual, they call him Sam in the book, was that he was a very nice young man that had a strong desire to help people, to serve others, to be a blessing to people. And you see this over and over. They want to give their lives. And I think that ties in with what we're talking about tonight, that God gave them not as a mistake, but as a gift to the church.
Absolutely. And I really believe that those who will realize this truth and proclaim themselves to be what God has created them will find that God opens incredible doors of ministry for anyone, really, who submits themselves to his will. But God has a special place, I believe, for eunuchs, not only in his church, but as you well know, during the tribulation time, God is going to use 144,000 eunuchs to proclaim his message during the tribulation. And imagine how those men will be able to go into the world unencumbered by you know, a marriage and a family or anything like that, and be able to proclaim and be used of God. And then, quite honestly, you know, all of us, when we receive the end of our salvation, we're received into glory to be with our Savior forever and ever, we're all going to be eunuchs. We all eventually are headed for that, where we'll be, as Jesus said, like the angels of God, where we're not marrying or given in marriage.
Right. And
Jesus was a eunuch.
Yes, that's a very good thing. I hadn't thought it in quite that sense, but you're quite right. Jesus certainly would have been the example of a eunuch.
You know, there's an interesting passage of scripture in Isaiah chapter 56, where Jesus, or God very specifically, says that there's a couple of groups of people that are going to be elevated in his kingdom. In Isaiah 56 and verse 3, the Bible says there, neither let the son of the stranger, which would be a Gentile, that hath joined himself to the Lord, speak, saying, the Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbath, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant, even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters, and I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. And, you know, to look at or to think about the fact that God is going to elevate that group of people, the eunuch, that has given themselves to his purposes in this world, that he's going to give them a name that is better than that of sons and of daughters, is a pretty incredible thing to think about. I mean, what a gift God has given to individuals and to churches that they might serve him fervently in these last days. And you know as well as I do, in church work today, what we need is faithful servants of Christ who can give themselves to the work of the Lord. And we're missing an entire group of people because we've allowed them to be drawn in to an ungodly lifestyle because they really had no no answer, no Bible answer. And so we're trying to promote this as far and wide as we possibly can.
Well, and we think about that. You hit on the head there when you said no Bible answer. And the Bible answer has been there. And that's really the fault of
right.
us as pastors and as Sunday school teachers, as Bible teachers. And we are the ones who should have been promoting and teaching this all along. It's been in the Bible all along. It's not some new doctrine. It's not something that somebody invented to try and explain something away. It's something that's been there, and it's just been overlooked, misunderstood, or in some way, I think the devil has partially blinded people to this, because when you think about it, the devil has taken these people that God has gifted for his glory and for, you know, service to the churches and the furtherment of the Lord's work here on earth, and the devil's been able to corrupt them, and rather than defending them and helping them to find their true calling in the kingdom of God, you know, we've just said, well, you'll get over it, basically, or you just need to pray about it. And we've done them a disservice. We've done the Lord a disservice. We've done our churches a disservice. And the only one we've done a service to is the devil, as he seeks to sow confusion in all of that. And that's why I want to thank you, Pastor Kohler, for coming on the air with us today. This is a needful subject. And as I said before, we're going to put this up on our website at livewithpastoral.com. And you can find out more about that. But again, let me encourage you. I know from experience that a lot of times when we get on a subject like this that people are listening to, people don't call because they're so engrossed in the subject and following along. I've had people tell me, oh, I would have called, but I was too busy listening. But I know there are people who have questions in our audience. And let me encourage people again, give us a call tonight, 888-677-9673. We've got a few minutes left in the program, and if you've got a call or a question about this, you want to give us a call tonight, 888-677-9673, and we'd love to get you on the air tonight, because chances are your question is something that perhaps Pastor Kohler or myself, we've not covered yet, and it might be a point that needs to be brought out. And if you've got that question, there's probably many more people that have that same question. So again, let me encourage you. This is a needful topic, and we appreciate your questions, because that'll help us, you know, better serve the Lord in explaining things. If you give us a call, 888-677-9673, and Pastor Kohler, again, give out that website where people can also go for more information.
It is bornthatway.org, bornthatway.org.
All right. When we've got a caller calling in, and we have Joy calling in on the line tonight. And Joy, welcome to the program. You're on the air.
Well, thank you, Pastor Al. And
and we have Pastor Kohler with us, yes.
Of course, this is something very new to me also.
Imagine sitting in a room full of pastors when he was preaching on this. We were all looking at him, there's an old expression, as a calf looks at a new gate. But
right, but I don't see in this scripture where it is a gift from God. And I was wondering if possibly, just like some people are born with certain deficiencies, that a person could be born with that deficiency, because I was thinking that God's highest order would be, as he created man, to have a wife and to leave his father and mother and be with his wife. So with a person being a eunuch, I would think that if they are a Christian and they don't find themselves in love with a woman and became, and was a eunuch and just didn't have those feelings, that they could give themselves totally and completely to God in a way that without a wife.
Yeah, Pastor Kohler, that is an excellent question, and I'm sure that some people have wondered about that as well. Let me just interject, too. We've probably just got 4 or 5 minutes left, and we do have another caller calling in. So if you could touch on that quickly. will...
Yes. Actually, the Bible is, it does specifically call this a gift in 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
Okay.
The verse is verse 7. It says, "For I would that all men were even as myself, but every man hath his proper gift of God, one after this manner, one after that." And he says, therefore,
Paul,
to the
right?
unmarried,
yes, that's
to the
Paul.
Widow.
Are you, but see, right. most people think Paul was married because he could not have been a member of the Sanhedrin without being married.
My particular view on that is that Paul was not a member of the Sanhedrin,
and
he was not married. In fact, he goes on to say that he wishes that all men could be even as he is. In other words, remain unmarried. But he says here that every man hath his proper gift, and so we believe that it is a gift of God to that eunuchism is a gift of God, and it's given to people specifically. Now the verse in Matthew 19 also says, let him that can receive it receive it. Not everybody can understand this gift because they don't have the gift.
Right.
It's hard for us to fathom someone not having an opposite sex attraction.
Yeah.
Especially people who have it, because
I'm
going to
interrupt here a second so we can get to our next caller real quick too to get
okay,
them on
I'll,
the air.
I'll
apologize for the lack of time.
Thank you.
But that
thank
is good.
You,
I agree with Pastor Kohler. It is a gift. And let's pick up Constance calling in from Toronto tonight. Welcome to the program. Just got a couple of minutes.
Yes, I tried to show this verse to my pastor about 15 years ago because the Bible is very clear on that from Isaiah chapter 56 that you just read.
Right.
That was the verse that I, and also the life of Paul. There are a lot of Christians, and I'm sorry to say pastors and leaders,
right.
who just take the word of God and just want to bypass it, but it's very clear. It's very, very clear that I showed it to my pastor because another pastor had come and made a very derogatory statement about single people.
Mm-hmm.
So I told the pastor those kinds of words cannot be spoken from the pulpit because it can destroy many lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, I pointed out the passage with Paul, and I pointed out the passages from Isaiah 56, and I said, "This is the word of God, and your church is set." You said that the church is built on the word of God, and so this is very clear. And why don't the church teach this kind of stuff? Because it's right here, and it's not. There are eunuchs who are born eunuchs, but also even for people who are single.
Right.
While you haven't found the right spouse, why do you marry somebody who is totally not walking with God or not in your league? Why you want an inferior marriage when you can be single and satisfied and serving God to the fullest of your ability, to the full extent of your ability, as long as you're able to do it? The Bible says,
amen,
it's better to marry than to burn with lust. But if you're not burning with lust and you love the Lord,
right,
and you just want to serve the Lord,
amen,
I've had to counsel a lot of single people in this regard, and I'm actually going to write a book about it.
That's great. Hey, Constance, I'm going to have to interrupt here a second. We're out of time. And you made some excellent points to finish our program with here tonight. I want to thank you for that. And I hope you'll call back again. We're going to address this in a future date. And you can call
thank
back
you.
Then. But I'm going to get
thank
Brother
you.
Kohler here real quick again. And Brother Kohler, Pastor Kohler of the Loudonville Baptist Temple, I want to thank you. We've got about 30 seconds left. Give out your website or contact information there real quick, and we'll wrap up here tonight.
Okay, the website is bornthatway.org. And, I agree with that caller. Let me say very quickly, we've taught our young people that the greatest thing
I have
they
to interrupt there a second. We're out of time. I appreciate that. And stay tuned again. Join us again next week for another program. God bless. Have a great week.
You've just listened to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and every Friday night at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452 Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Tune in every week for Late Night Live with Pastor Al, Sunday nights at 11 o'clock on this station. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.